range monitoring.
KF4NXY, David.
Good morning, David. How are you doing, sir? I just sit down at the desk with my first cup of coffee. You on your first, you made it to your second yet, or switched to tea already?
My first cup of coffee. I really haven't even searched around for anything for breakfast. Just, I've been on the back porch, and we've got two little kittens, and I've been dealing with him this morning. He's right lively.
We don't have any pets. We have a cat that's still in Florida. That state lives now with my son and his girlfriend, and that's it. We do have about 15 to 20 deer that my wife feeds out there in the front yard every day, and they just, there's always deer in the front yard. It's like the closest thing we've got to pets.
The deer wander through the backyard from time to time, and the possum and the raccoons come for the leftover cat food on the front porch. So, that's kind of, I think, a benefit of being out here in the country.
Saying that, we got possums and raccoons around out here, turtles. Supposedly there are foxes and coyotes, but I've never seen one. Occasionally the bear will wander through, but mainly it's just the deer out there. They don't wander through. They're pretty much there. She walks out in the front yard or something, especially if she's got her orange bucket from Home Depot. They expect that she's out there to feed them, so they're always on the fringe.
Remember one time we had one out there, and the poor little thing looked like it's about half starved. I guess it hadn't been a good time to be, you know, in the local woods. And we tried putting some food out for it, but we never did see it come back.
They can sure eat, I tell you that.
And out with these kittens. Well, this one ain't, it ain't gonna be long. He ain't gonna be a kitten. He's growing like crazy, and he consumes large quantities of food.
Talked about getting pets, but then again, we travel back and forth to Florida enough. We have to take them with us or have somebody around to feed them stuff. So we just decided we'll enjoy the pets when we're in Florida. And when the kids come up, they'll usually bring their dog. And we'll enjoy them while they visit.
We figured out a solution several years ago. We got a friend of the family. She lives fairly close, and she comes over and takes care of all the varmints. We got house cats, yard cats. We got a pond out there. She's got fish in it. And don't forget her birds. We got a cockatoo, Amazon, and a cockatiel. So, by the time you load all that up and take it somewhere to be boarded for a week or so, it is, you know, much easier just to have somebody come over and take care of them.
Yeah, I think our biggest problem was, it's been about 4 years ago now, I had to put our golden retriever down, and we'd had her since she was a puppy. She was always at my feet. I don't care where I went, she was at my feet unless the wife was in the kitchen or had some food, and then she would go to her. But that was tough on me to put her down, and still haven't recovered from that, I guess. So don't want to have to do that with another pet, so we just decided to do without.
It does hurt really bad to lose them. I've lost quite a few. I've had quite a few cats and a couple of dogs, so I know exactly where you're coming from.
For the day?
Nothing really in particular.
Getting some medical supplies for my wife delivered today sometime, and then I need to run down to Boiling Springs and pick up a couple prescriptions from the Publix down there for her. But other than that, we're just taking it easy and playing on the radio today.
Most of the time I'll ask my wife, you know, which doctor I go see this week.
But something with a dermatologist, and I have to ask my wife, what days do you have doctor's appointments?
Yeah, I got my pontoon boat. Last time I had it out, it had a leak before it sunk so bad that it couldn't be got out anyway. I had it repaired, and I have it taken it back out to see that the repair's good, and some of the guys from church, we're going to try and get together when everybody's got, you know, an open day and take it out and be sure it's doing all right. But, other than that, I ain't got no plans really for next few days, several days.
Here, we don't have any plans until the weekend, really. Got a Labor Day picnic, kind of a party, or cookout in the park here in the neighborhood. Scheduled for Saturday. May go down for that. They've been repaving the roads in the neighborhood, and I think they're supposed to work on our road starting tomorrow. So when they pave my side of the road, or paving half at a time, I'm stuck for 24 hours. I can't get the car out of the driveway. They say you can walk on after 2 hours, so may park on the other side of the road there. But I don't know. Then we're packing up and getting things ready. We head out about 7:30 or so on Sunday morning for Florida.
Well, I hope the wedding goes off really good and y'all have a good time down there.
It's costing me enough money. That's money I could be spending on radios and antennas and stuff.
Well, you hook up your new radio. Hook up, connect your newest radio. I think you said you were waiting on something to come in the other day.
He came in, let's see, today is, Thursday? So he came in Tuesday, and I got it just sitting here on the desk, and the cables and everything running to it. I haven't put it up into this, and I haven't put it into a bag for field use. So I've just been playing with it some and seeing how I like it, and then the plan is to take it to Florida with me, and I'll use it portable down there for a little bit if I get a chance.
Anytime we've gone anywhere in the past, I've taken a couple of handy talkies and little small antenna and tried to find some repeater action or something. Sometimes I've been lucky with that up around Gatlinburg. I've talked to people a time or two, but yeah, you just never know, you know, where you're gonna find somebody and where you're not.
DH Friday. Yeah, I always have plans to do stuff like that, and I always load up the radio and take it with me, and then take it in the house when I get there. And most of the time, it seems like there's so much going on that all I do is bring it back out, put it in the car when it's time to pack up, bring it back up here. Never do use it.
That happen a time or two. A lot of times we'll go with the in-laws on vacation, and her sisters be wanting to do this, that, and the other, and you know, it's like you said, you don't have fine time to search around on the whatever repeaters are around to even try and find somebody.
You know, they got several active repeaters and stuff down there, but I just don't know any of the guys for the most part anymore. And a couple of guys I do know, I'll just arrange to meet and have breakfast with them. We'll just talk face to face for a while.
It works. Yeah, Patrick used to meet up with us, different people when he'd come down, you know, to start his work day. And he might probably get on the radio maybe later on in the mornings. Usually by the time when the sun comes up, I've got it seems like a never-ending something to do out around the yard.
Sunday night on the two units, the one in Hendersonville and the one in Greenville. He was running the one in Greenville. Haven't talked to him, though. I need to text him, see how he's doing, see when he's going to get back on the radio like he used to be. Sometimes I have it with a coffee, sometimes I wait a little while and just have it with a glass of milk, but that's my normal breakfast in the morning, so you enjoy it, and we'll catch you back on the repeater here when you get back ready. W4MKH is listening.
7-3, David, have a good one. KN4TFW. Good morning, Marshall.
Yes, sir. Just telling David goodbye. He said to get him some breakfast in there. Time of day and pick up some prescriptions before the trip, but that's about it. Wife wants to go to, I think, to Kohl's and shop and get some shoes. Personally, I don't do that. I don't want to do that. I wear a pair of, tennis shoes or some kind of trail shoes all the time. That's all I need.
Coming over till next weekend, so maybe we'll just be laying low.
Cook out here in the neighborhood on Saturday. I may go to, but I'm hitting the road Sunday morning, so I'm not sure if I want to eat anything from a cookout like that, and they run the risk of having issues on the trip.
That stops on the way.
4MKH Friday.
TFW. Morning with the work truck to pick up some few sheets of plywood for some shelving.
To Shelby today?
Run out in the work truck to pick up some plywood for some shelving.